It is time for the Weekend Arts Reports. Weekend Arts Roundup, I suppose, is what we've called it for the past 4 years, actually. Anyway, is that what we called it? I don't remember at this point.
I just show up.
Sometimes
we do a roundup.
Synopses are just not firing at all. Sometimes it's a roundup, sometimes it's a report, or sometimes it's a précis.
Marianne Combs,
précis. Hi, Marianne Combs from NPR News.
Hi. This weekend, I want you to go to hell.
Oh, thanks a lot. You too, sister.
Do I have to go?
Can we go?
I'm already going. I don't know if I want to go this weekend.
All of us,
you are definitely going, Jill.
Hey. Well, what does this relate to?
James Sewell Ballet is putting on Inferno at the Kohl Center. And it's, you know, based on Dante's The Divine Comedy, which, have you ever read The Divine Comedy? You know, Inferno?
I have not.
You must be kidding. No.
No.
Oh, my God. It's a really good read.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, gosh, what would it be the modern day equivalent? It's got a lot of blood and gore if you go for that kind of thing. It's got really haunting descriptions. It's poetry. It's really kind of lovely, but at the same time, you're just like, oh my God.
A little disturbed. Yeah.
That's amazing. So I'm just saying, if you're into it, you know, I recommend Dante's Inferno. And The Divine Comedy. And so so James Sewell Ballet is taking some of the, you know, the themes of this is, you know, a man driven towards darkness and guided by Virgil through the nine circles of hell. And, you know, he's basically saying it's a midlife crisis, folks. And so, so we're going to do a little interpretation of what does that mean to have this sort of crisis of, you know, temptation to do what's the right path, where should I go, et cetera. And they're going to turn it into these really sort of beautiful vignettes of ballet. But it's rated R because of graphic depictions of sex and violence.
Yay.
You can go to a rated R ballet.
I have never heard of a rated R ballet before.
I didn't even know they had a rating system for
ballets. I didn't know it existed.
They had to invent one for this ballet, apparently,
exactly.
At this performance.
Yes. Yeah. So there you go.
Holy cats.
So go to hell this weekend, I'm telling the entire audience, go to hell.
Jeez. We're going to get emails, Marianne. They're clocking them out right now. You better believe they are.
In the most loving and encouraging, supportive way. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Visit hell.
Go on a tour. Just check it out. All right. So speaking of death.
Yeah, what is this? I thought it was spring.
I know. Exactly.
Mercy Killers at Pillsbury House Theater. This is actually a look at sort of the United States healthcare system. And it's like one-man show. And it's seen through the eyes of Joe, who's this blue-collar mechanic with a red state perspective, who recounts the lengths he will go to care for his beloved wife. And it's really, it's just looking at the dysfunctions of the current health insurance system and how it affects people on a daily basis. Like, what exactly, you know, it will drive people to do in order to try and take care of their beloved their loved ones. So that's Mercy Killers. That also runs this weekend and next at Pillsbury House Theater in Minneapolis. I don't believe it's rated R. There's no mention of rated R in this one. So I think you can check this one out, even if you're a minor.
But heavy, no doubt.
Heavy material. Mm-hmm. Heavy material. And then to cap it off, St. Paul Art Crawl this weekend.
Okay.
So it is, isn't
it?
Yeah.
It is the big St. Paul Art Crawl weekend. And so there is going to be a ton of art, a ton of open studios all over St. Paul, but especially in Lower Town area. You've got the Union Depot is opening up. It's going to have some specific stuff. You've got all sorts of Landmark Center, Lower Town Commons, and the Lofts, and the Artist Cooperative, Midway Pottery and Studios. All over Northern Warehouse. And then, you know, one of the things I would use this as an excuse for is to check out all of the breweries that have been popping up in St. Paul in over the past year, because it's like we have an abundance of new breweries, and a lot of them are like going, and you know, they're part of a warehouse, or they're part, you know, they're in the same community. So and they have like art gallery shows going up on the walls of the brewery, so you can stop, have a sip, try out a new local beer.
Sweet.
Then you go check out some art. I mean, it's just kind of synergy all over the place.
Thank you for the very spring-like ending to this. St. Paul Art Crawl is always very much
end on a lighter note.
Exactly. Very much associated with spring. So rebirth is good after all of that darkness. But no, those are awesome options. As always, we will revisit them online. Go to thecurrent.org, and we'll post all the links and all the details about all those events again. Marianne, thank you for coming in.
And telling you to go to hell.
Telling us all to go to hell this morning. Marianne Combs, she writes the State of the Arts blog over at NPR News, and you can check it out. She joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup, I believe is what it's called, actually. And we'll see her next time.